Barbara Starr is at the Pentagon. Barbara, what message was the president trying to send, do you think?
Well, I think that was an extremely interesting optic, Jake. You know, those three commanders you just mentioned, those are possibly the three most powerful men, four-star generals in the U.S. military right now, in charge of the areas in the Middle East, in North Africa, where ISIS is clearly emerging, and Special Operations Command, Joe Votel, the head of SOCOM Special Operations. That's the guy who knows where everything is happening. If there are going to be raids by Delta Force, by SEAL Team 6, Joe Votel knows everything about all of that. And plus, the chairman was there, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the vice chairman, but a very small select group on that podium. This is all about war fighting. This is a very focused effort by the president at this briefing. And, you know, he kept coming back to the point, local forces on the ground are going to be necessary. That's where you're seeing the Syrian Kurds, the YPG, moving in north of Raqqa, as we talked about, being able to give the U.S. more targets on the ground in Raqqa to strike, maybe being able to make an effort against ISIS leadership that is hidden there, trying to work with in Anbar province across in Iraq with the Sunnis there that are going to be so vital to getting some kind of success pieced together in Iraq, but also the president making the point that ISIS is emerging in other areas. And that's where those three commanders come in. North Africa, a new front for ISIS moving. We've seen the attacks in Egypt, in Tunisia. We've seen total unrest, the dissolution of a central government in Libya. North Africa now a major concern. It is a prime recruiting area for ISIS to get people to go back into Syria, back into Iraq. These are the three commanders who know what is going on there and have some idea on how they want to cope with it in the coming months. Jake?
All right, Barbara Starr at the Pentagon. Thank